The alleged shooter, Tyson Tyree Smith, pled not guilty during his arraignment. Smith is charged with 2 counts of attempted murder, along with 2 counts of assault with a semi-automatic handgun. District Attorney Kenneth Maugh.
The way it was charged is the maximum that he could receive. Today was a very simple process of him just pleading not guilty to the charge. We go through normal pretrial motions at this stage. It could take anywhere from 60 days to about a year before we go to trial.
Allegedly, Smith opened fire with a Chrome 25 semi-automatic handgun on a group of students at a house party near the campus. The bullet struck one woman in the hand and another man in the chest. Both victims survived. Smith, who may not have been an invited guest, allegedly grabbed a pair of headphones from the house and tried to flee when partygoers attempted to stop him. Detectives used surveillance video and photos taken during the party to identify the suspect. University Police Captain David Carlisle says the incident should remind students to take extra precautions to remain safe when off campus.
What we try and get students to do, if they're going to have a social event, they should have someone who's not drinking in charge and make sure that they know who the guests are on the invite list and stop people who aren't on the list at the door. And if there's an issue, then you call DPS at that point or the LAPD. Don't try and take matters into your hands.
Smith is back in court for a pretrial conference April 18th. If convicted of attempted murder and assault charges, he could face up to 2 life sentences in prison. In Los Angeles, Sean Patrick Lewis, Annenberg Radio News.